Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Kosh, who's been keeping us up to date on the severe weather over the weekend and also into today. Mike, I understand that there is a chance for some more storms today across Indiana. What can you say about that?
Yeah, there, John, there is a chance of storms today. However, we have a cold front that's going to be moving through here shortly, and a lot of clouds and showers around from the overnight storms. So we don't think it's going to be unstable enough to get anything severe today. Probably the worst case scenario might be a brief heavy shower or thunderstorm over areas across south central Indiana that had all the flooding over the weekend. But yeah, right now it doesn't look like things are going to be too bad today.
What parts of the state are you seeing some of the heaviest flooding in right now?
Well, I believe it's Friday night into Saturday. We're Owen County, Monroe County, Clay, places like that had upwards of over 7 inches of rain. Some spots.
Man, that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Any advice for people who have been in those areas?
Just same advice we try to give every time as far as flooding goes. If you see water over a roadway, and especially if you see barricade signs, you know, turn around, don't drown. It's not worth it. There's always another way you can circumnavigate wherever you're trying to go to.
Okay. Any other parts of the state supposed to see some rain or showers or thunderstorms at all today?
Yeah, just you know, like on the border of Kentucky, more storms down there. South of like Seymour, when you start getting down to, like Scott County and Washington County and Orange County, those areas could possibly still see a severe thunderstorm this afternoon, but even chances there are just marginal.
All right, let's mention the temperatures. A cold front is moving through, and we're going to see some cooler temperatures than we have been. What are we going to look at on that front?
Well, yeah, that's going to be a massive change. By tomorrow afternoon, we're looking at, for high temperatures, lower to mid-70s. Now, those are more like temperatures that you'll see in the middle of May or late September. Not only that, we're looking at dew points in the mid-40s. That's, dew points are a measure of how much moisture is in the atmosphere. Mid-40s are very low for this time of year. So it's going to be really dry as well, not just cooler.
And it also seems like it's better weather, a lot less mugginess and a lot less humidity. Is that what we're looking at too?
Exactly, yes. Exactly. Not nearly as humid.
Okay, and what are we looking at rain and storm-wise later this week?
Well, we're looking at by, I believe it's Thursday. Yeah, by Thursday afternoon, again, we got chances of thunderstorms, and with real good chances over the weekend. But at this time, it doesn't look like we're looking at severe storms. But that's still a ways off, so we still have to watch out for that.
And how long do these cooler temperatures stick around?
Not real long. Today's going to be not quite as warm either, but it's still going to be kind of sticky out there as far as humid. And then, like I said, Tuesday, much cooler and less humid. And by Wednesday already, though, it looks like it's going to start recovering when we get back into the upper 70s, lower 80s, and then by Thursday we're back in the mid to upper 80s again.
Okay.
So it's only going to really last a couple days, I guess.
Gotcha. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I haven't hit on?
No, I think we got everything.
Okay. He's meteorologist Mike Kosh with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the help as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it as well.